Lady Freedom among us. Don't lower your eyes or stare straight ahead to where you think you ought to be going. Don't mutter, "Oh no, not another one. Get a job, fly a kite, go bury a bone." With her old-fashioned sandals, with her leaden skirts, with her stained cheeks and whiskers and heaped-up trinkets, she has risen among us in blunt reproach. She has fitted her hair under a hand-me-down cap and spruced it up with feathers and stars. Slung over one shoulder, she bears the rainbowed layers of charity and murmurs, "All of you, even the least of you, don't cross to the other side of the square. Don't think another item to fit on a tourist's agenda. Consider her drenched gaze, her shining brow. She who has brought mercy back into the streets and will not retire politely to the potter's field. Having assumed the thick skin of this town, its gritted exhaust, its sun scorch and blear, she rests in her weathered plumage, big boned, resolute. Don't think you can ever forget her. Don't even try. She's not going to budge. No choice but to grant her space, crown her with sky, for she is one of the many, and she is each of us.